America Weekend.
We're back. And Carl, I have both a rant and a rave that I want to talk about.
A rant and a rave.
Yes. Well, did you happen to watch the Super Bowl?
No.
Well, that's no good for me now. Kevin, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did, okay. And I enjoyed it thoroughly.
All right. So at least one of us,
the three of us
in this triumph.
But I caught the most important last 2 minutes.
Yes. Oh, you did.
And
okay.
That,
all right.
The play.
I have a general limerick on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Today for you. And you know what a limerick is?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember any limericks from when you were a kid?
Actually, I don't.
That you can say anything?
Well, the ones I can't put on, no. There was a man from St. Paul who had a terrible fall? No, we can't do that on the air.
There was a man from Nantucket?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, none of those.
There was a gal from St. Clair. Okay, but we're not going there.
You know the structure of a limerick, though, right? It's pretty lyrical.
Yes, it is.
Okay. With pride, the fans came to the bowl, thinking their team would control the ball on the ground and the air all around. To the other, the bell would toll. The bowl is the ultimate thing. Teams getting their fortune in fame. Bowl 40-9, the game was just fine. Next year, will the teams be the same? The Patriots came to the fight to meet the Seahawks of might. The temperature's fine, at least this time. In Phoenix, no snow to excite. Today, with some hindsight and woes and healing of scrimmaging blows, no media hype or occasional snipe, the losers, their bragging now stowed. In this life of struggle and fears, in this time of laughter and tears, we need this big game to help us stay sane, and Phoenix sent us the cheers. The season is over and done. The heart, never caring who won, the game is the thing by hoping to bring a code of competitive fun.
I love it. That's good.
Well, actually, what I should do now is make the call and pass to you rather than run over
rather
to you.
Rather than run over.
Yeah. You're familiar with that issue.
As I said, I caught the last couple of minutes of the Super Bowl, and I've stepped away from the big professional sports watching some years ago. I still love baseball. I'm a big Yankee fan, and I love watching the game of baseball. Football is football, whatever it is. But the point is, in my entire house, we had about 8 or 9 people who were doing other things. We were having a little get-together. Some were watching the game downstairs. Some were coming up. I didn't. But you could see, collectively, mouths dropped open when he threw that ball, and it was intercepted. Mouths dropped. Even the women who were not aficionados of the game said, why did he do that? Why did they do that? And that was the talk of the day after and the whole thing.
Oh, indeed. It's still a great game because so many people are football fans.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
Even though you're not, that doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Not.
I'm not necessarily a Yankee fan.
No.
My wife is a diehard. And she watches as many games as
I
she can
I knew there was a
year.
Reason why I adored your wife. I knew there was a reason there.
Well,
but
it's
I,
one of our bones of contention.
Contention. But no, it wasn't so much. See, the game has become, it's become more than a game. It's the atmosphere. It's the halftime show. The commercials, which is
they were wonderful.
They were the ones that I happened to peer in on.
Did you see the one with the little dog?
No, I missed that one.
Oh.
I heard them laughing and cheering downstairs on that one.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
But that's part of the whole Super Bowl thing.
Well,
okay?
What is it? 30 for 30 seconds?
Yes.
$30 million or a million? Or
no, it was $2.5 million, I think.
$3 million.
Was
for
it 3 30, million?
Something
was it
like that. Yeah.
Crazy number.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. Well, one of my other comments that I want to make on the fact that we're dealing with sports in this particular segment was at the same time, weekend that the Super Bowl was on, so was the golf match at Waste Management in Phoenix.
Yes,
same.
Used to be called the Phoenix Open, if I remember correctly.
Well, it's a great little place, and unfortunately, both Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson both missed the cut on the first day. But you know, those things happen.
Yes,
but anyway, to me, Carl, golf used to be a gentleman's game. And certainly a ladies' game, too. But, you know, I watched the Waste Management Tournament and noticed that several golfers were spitting both on the fairway and on the green.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that.
Well, I didn't think so either. But, you know, these young pros today, sometimes they've picked up the bad habits from watching your team, the Yankees, Major League Baseball, because they expectorate all over the place.
Do not go in a dugout if you want to have clean shoes.
Oh, I mean, don't even stand in the batter's box. You know, spitting to me is epidemic and disgusting.
Yes.
And I've ranted about this before.
Yes,
and I will continue to do so because it's crass, it's crude, and it's unsanitary. Now, the same thing goes for golfers.
Yes, I agree.
Especially on the greens. Now, I would hope that the PGA would bring this to the professional golfers' attention and make a new rule that spitting on the green would be a one-stroke penalty, and you watch just how quickly no spitting would
happen. They'll swallow it up, as they say.
Oh, absolutely.
But let's just set the record straight. You happen to be not only a lover of the game, but you are an exceptional golfer.
I'm not exceptional.
Well, yes, you are.
What's your handicap?
What's your handicap?
I'm about 16.
16 is better than most, in my opinion.
I have a traveling handicap and I have a home course handicap. So,
sports has gotten to be what got me away from the games and football. It got outside the game itself. Baseball has managed, though, with great difficulty, to stay within, to more respects than the other basketball and football, within the game, okay? There's a certain sense of integrity. But by the way, it also
happens. Wait. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Okay. The game is done in a there's a certain time block of baseball that basketball and football do not have. Okay.
Right. You got there's a certain amount of quarters.
But there's a certain momentum of those.
Well, baseball can last for 4 or 5 hours.
It can go on forever. Okay. But there's a certain time lock in it that allows a thinking process. Okay. In basketball and football, you got to move it on down the field. The idea is to go from one end to the other. Okay. And score on the other side. In baseball, the game has a different center to it. That's what I'm trying to say. And I like that as I get older, I seem to like that center better.
So it has an elan of philosophy about it?
Oh, you were going to open that one up, weren't you? Well, I wasn't going to get that philosophical about it, but it has a certain center that I happen to like. You can stop. There's a separation of the field. The field is emptied, and one team comes off, one team comes on. There's a different sense of the game. And that's as I've gotten older, I find that to be more pleasurable in the time frame.
I have to laugh at you.
I know you are. You're about ready to do a chuckle on a kufar. But I really do enjoy the game. And I'm one of those people. I could watch a softball game. Doesn't matter. I am a big fan of women's professional softball, which I love, by the way, because those gals really get at it.
Well, yes, they do. And they pitch faster than some.
Oh, they
as do. Fast as some of the guys.
That's correct.
And if not faster, maybe.
I enjoy the sport because there's a sense to it. But I like the sense of the game, and as a more proportional sense. Maybe a better word. Will you accept proportional sense as opposed to time frame?
If I must. I will. Well, you know, games are a wonderful thing for all of us to find a way around some of the very serious and tragic things
yes.
that happen each day-to-day life, all over the world. And every culture seems to have their games.
That's correct.
That allow them a chance to maybe just recuperate. Maybe it's a chance to just step back from the unfortunate, serious things that happen in life. And so you can just find a little respite in that game.
I think that's one of the best definitions I've ever heard. Because that's really what it's about. It separates you from everything else. You're in the game, and you don't have to think about anything else. I'm in the game. I'm involved as a spectator, as a player. I'm involved in the game, okay? I'm in the stands. I'm passing beer back and forth, having a hot dog.
But isn't it interesting, though, too, Carl, that the fans, the participants, or fan, you know, is short for fanatic.
Yes.
And the fan is truly participating in the game by saying, I could have done that. I wouldn't have done that. I would do it this way. I won't do it that way.
Yes.
You know.
The Monday morning jocks, as they say.
The quarterbacks.
And they did that after the Super Bowl to an extreme this year.
With reason.
Yes, I agree. You know. That's something they – did they ever explain why – maybe Kevin knows why he did that? Was there a coaching explanation?
He did an interview with, I believe, Matt Lauer.
He did?
Yesterday. That was on the Today Show a few days ago.
Okay.
And it did make a – he did explain why the decision was made to pass rather than run.
And acceptable in your eyes?
Oh, I didn't. I just saw the promo for I didn't see the interview.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Acceptable is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Stay with us.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.